Welcome to Kids of Big Kids. We're up to Simon Kof Lamed Gim Kof Lamed Dalet Halachos of a Sukkah Sif Yud Beis. Here, the Kitzur tells us that the wood used while building the sukkah, whether it's walls or the schach, you can't get hana from them until after Simchas Torah, until after Yom Tov, since they were set aside for the mitzvah of sukkah. Even taking a splinter from the walls to use to pick your teeth is usur. And even if it falls down, it's still usur. Even if you make a tanai on Erev Yom Tov and say that I only want this beam to be my sukkah until Chol HaMoed, that doesn't work. It has the kedusha of the sukkah, the whole Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if someone builds a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed and he doesn't need his first sukkah, he can't use the walls and the schacha, the first one, for anything else until Yom Tov is over. You're allowed to get enough from the walls in a way that you're supposed to get enough from walls. So you can lean on the walls, you can attach or hang decorations and stuff. If Simchas Torah falls out on a Friday, then it's usher to use the walls in the schach until after Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that a tanai would work if the sukkah falls down, then you would be allowed to use it with your tanai on the last day of Yom Tov. Similarly, it's usher to get enough from the decorations of the sukkah, even if they fall down. They are part of the mitzvah. So it would be a bizoyin of the mitzvah to use it for something else. This applies even on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to eat fruits if you hung them up for a decoration, even if they fell down. Once they were designated for the sukkah, they are a chelik of the mitzvah for the whole Yom Tov. Since there's no option of getting hanah from the sukkah or its decorations or anything attached to it, they're also to move. They have a din of muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, if there is an esrog that you hung up as a decoration, you're allowed to smell it, because it's not muksa from smelling. The main use of the fruit is to eat it, not to smell it. And muksa only prevents you from using its primary use. There's a separate issue of smelling the esrog that you're using for the mitzvah. If someone has decorations hanging down, even a tanai will not help to get hanah from them on Yom Tov. So they're going to be muksa. However, if it's hanging from the walls, that a tanai would work. This also depends on the lashon of the tanai. If someone has embroidered linens that are hanging down as a decoration, the minig is to move them so that they don't get ruined when it starts raining, even without a tanai. Because the presumption is that when he hung them up, he had that tanai in mind. Nevertheless, it's better to make a tanai explicitly when hanging up these linens. Before Bein HaShemeshos on the first day, he should stand up and he should say, I am making a tanai, I am making a stipulation that I can eat or use any of my decorations in the sukkah whenever I want. You have to make sure not to tie these decorations that he plans on taking off on Yom Tov with a knot, which would be a kosher, a matir issue. He should tie them on with a bow, which was allowed to be undone on Yom Tov. Next, the Kitzur says that even after Yom Tov, when the sukkah is disassembled, he should not step on the boards. Mishnah Berurah says that people who throw out their schach in a place where people would step on them should, we should make a macho on that. He shouldn't use the schach, the boards, for anything that is a davar meguna, disgraceful, because this is something that was used for a mitzvah. It's like tzitzis. It must be treated with respect even after the mitzvah is completed. Next, the Kitzur says that it is usur to engrave the pasuk of Basukas Teshvu, or any other pasuk for that matter, on a fruit, on a gourd, and I guess they would grave this into pumpkins, as a decoration for the sukkah, because that can end up leading to a bezoyan of that pasuk, besides for the fact that it's usur to write psukim unnecessarily. The only time that one is allowed to write a pasuk from the Torah out of context is if you're writing it to learn from it. And decorations is considered unnecessary. And finally, the Kitzur says that on Erev Sukkos after Chatzos, one should not eat bread. This would have the same halachas as Erev Pesach, because we want that when he sits in the sukkah that night, he should eat with an appetite. And there's actually a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to eat bread in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah. Additionally, one should give extra tzedakah on Erev Sukkos. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.